Deciding to make the same use of terrain as the Sith defending the shield generator, he stepped to the edge of the nearest stack head and opened fire across the pit. The three Sith in the front rank began to bat his attacks back toward him, so he dropped to his belly and continued to aim at their chests until they reached the first stack head and jumped into the air, when he shifted his pattern and began to switch between leg and head shots. As he had hoped, the sudden change took the Sith by surprise. One saber took a leg hit and collapsed into a tumbling heap when he landed on Luke's side of the pit. A second grew careless when trying to block a face shot and ended up removing the head of the woman next to him. A third Sith perished when the tumbling head struck him in the face and he fell short of the edge, then toppled into the shaft. But the rest made it across, half a dozen of them, now only 50 meters away, with Coralie in the second rank urging them on. Luke continued to fire, switching between their legs and heads and barely slowing them down. Behind him, the screech and crackle of the battle between Jaina and Corran and the four Sith they faced was rising to a crescendo, a sure sign that Jaina and Corran were approaching the last stack head. The impossible mission was beginning to seem more impossible every moment. Then Jaina yelled at Corran, "Go now!" With Coralie's band still 40 meters away, Luke glanced back in time to see Jaina pulling up short on the near side of the stack head and using the force to throw her lightsaber. It went spinning across the pit horizontally. Corran was about a step behind her, his own blade whirling madly as he batted blaster bolts aside. Jaina's lightsaber reached the far side of the pit and was quickly batted aside by one of the Sith. By then, Corran was already leaping across, his blade rising into a high guard and his boot coming up for a thrust kick, which seemed almost certain to cost him a leg, until Jaina extended her hands. She hit the Sith with a force blast that Luke had not thought she still had the strength to deliver, and all four enemies went tumbling backward. A heartbeat later, Corran was on the far side of the stack head. Nothing remained between him and the shield generator but four still tumbling Sith and 50 meters of duct. Luke saw him twist the hilt of his dual-phased lightsaber, then the silver blade turned purple, and was suddenly a third longer as the second focusing crystal took over. The first Sith screamed, and Luke began to feel a lot better about their chances. But on the near side of the stackhead, Jaina was done. She was on her knees, swaying in exhaustion, and dangerously close to falling unconscious. Luke used the force to pull her a safe distance away from the pit's edge, then turned to find his own trouble almost on him. With the first rank of Sith only two steps from the other side of the stack head, he tossed his blaster behind him and extended a hand, grabbing four Sith ankles in a crushing force grasp. He pulled them toward the pit. Three of the Sith found themselves suddenly falling into the stack head. They screamed and twisted, desperately searching for something they could grab, then plummeted out of sight. The fourth Sith managed to force hurl himself backward and land on his side of the pit. Before Luke could drag him forward, a glass parang left the scabbard hanging from the man's belt and came flying. Luke redirected the parang with little more than a thought, but by then, Coralie and another Kashyyri were in the air over the stackhead, their lightsabers ignited and their eyes fixed on Luke. He lit his own weapon and sprang to his feet, at the same time hitting them both with a force blast that sent the male Kashyyri tumbling back across the pit. Coralie did not even feel it. She merely swung her lightsaber down to block Luke's slash, then planted a stomp kick square in his chest and sent him sailing down the duct backward. Luke came down 5 meters away, a crushing pain in his chest. He struggled to draw breath. Coralie was barely 2 paces away, her fingers already glowing with the blue force lightning she was about to hurl. With neither the time nor the strength to leap up, Luke merely reached for her in the force, then turned his lightsaber toward her midsection and pulled. They came together in a collision that left Luke's head spinning and his bones aching. He knew his lightsaber had struck home because he smelled scorched flesh. The hilt was wobbling against his hand as Coralie struggled to free herself of the searing blade. He felt a palm press itself to his chest, so he brought his free hand up and grabbed her arm. Too late. His entire body sizzled into the joint-crushing grip of a force lightning strike.